Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, bottling.
Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port again. We're talking about bottling, and nowadays, you know, the bottling process is quite sophisticated. I mean, you've got normal bottling machines. Most wine bottling machines are either, in fact, made in Germany or made in Italy. But those machines which are filling the bottles, putting the stopper cork in, applying the labels, putting them in the boxes, and then putting it out to our finished goods area where we're loading onto lorries, onto the ships, and onto you in the market. So it's a multiple set of steps, and it's quite sophisticated. Now, historically, it wasn't that. When we first had bottling lines here, it literally was hand corkers. So the bottles were filled by hand. Someone squeezed the cork into the bottle. They then carefully applied glue to the back of the label, stuck it on, made sure it was more or less straight, put one of the capsules on, and indeed the capsules, to make them tight, the ladies used to have a piece of string tied to their toe, which they would then be able to swing their foot up and down, and the spinning of that piece of string on the capsule actually tightened the capsule onto the bottle. Wonderful old ways of doing things, but not so efficient in today's market. So modern machines have, I'm afraid, taken some of the romance out of it, but nonetheless still deliver the most important point, which is getting the product to you.